A number of years ago, a good friend of mine was going through a very difficult time. He was out of a job. He wasn't part of a kollel. He was at home, and he was a little bit lost. So listen to this amazing story that I heard from my friend himself. He said that there was a certain yeshiva that he was not part of this yeshiva. He was not a Talmud of this yeshiva. But he would frequent this yeshiva a little bit. Shabbos, he would come to go daven there. Yeah, it's a little bit of shaychus to the yeshiva. So one time he was there on Shabbos, and it was on a Friday night. They used to have a break between Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv. So he went over to the Rosh Yeshiva of the yeshiva there, who he had spoken to sometimes, and he told him over, he was discussing a little bit about his situation, and about what he does. And this Rosh Yeshiva was a very smart man. And as smart as he was also a tremendous Baal Chesed. Listen to what happened. He was able to size up the situation very quickly, that this person really like has nothing to do the whole day. So he listened to what he told this person. He said to him, "You know something? I hear from you that you have like you like to learn Chumash, you have some Gishmak Pshatim on Chumash. I love to hear a good Torah on Chumash. I need to hear some good Torah on Chumash. Maybe you could do me a favor, prepare for me during the week some Gishmak Torah on Chumash. And every Friday night, between Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, when there's a half hour break, we'll make a chavrusa shafta. You're going to tell me over the pshatim on chumash that you were mechadish during the week." My friend told me over, you can just imagine, he had now something really to do during the week to spend some time on. He had a very chashiv rosh yeshiva that he had to go tell over Torah on chumash to every week for a half hour between Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv. He said for an entire year. During that half-hour break between Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, he used to tell over things to the Rosh Yeshiva, and he used to like to say over his own knaches and add on a kasha and a teretz from himself, and he would always tell things on the Parsha Shavua to the Rosh Yeshiva. Now listen to the icing on the cake. At the end of the year, the Rosh Yeshiva called him up and asked him to please come over to his house. Okay, the Rosh Yeshiva called him. He went over to the Rosh Yeshiva's house, and the Rosh Yeshiva said, "I have something I wanted to present to you, a present." And he took out a beautiful-looking kuntres, soft-covered, with a name on it. And guess what it was? Every Motzei Shabbos, this Rosh Yeshiva used to go and type up the Torah Chumash that this younger man used to tell him. And he typed it up, and he made it, and he presented him his Torah in a softback kuntres, a sefer. Can you imagine? But what I'm the most amazing thing from this story, my friend himself told it over to me. It's obvious I'm not going to share the name of the Rosh Yeshiva, but this is someone who has so much on his head. But the Rosh Yeshiva was able to understand someone that has no fulfillment in his life. He's jobless. He's not part of a kollel. He's not part of a yeshiva. He pashut has no fulfillment in his life. He could chalila turn into a terrible depression. So the Rosh Yeshiva gave him the geshmak, the feeling, something to occupy himself and to make him into a giver, like we spoke in the other time, the other shiurim. A person needs to feel that he's a giver. I've said over a number of times that the Altar from Slabodka said that if a person would feel that he's worthless, he's worth nothing, then he would drop dead. His neshama wouldn't stay in his guf. A person needs to fulfill that he's worth something to be able to live. So the Rosh Yeshiva gave that to him. He gave him the greatest chesed possible. He gave him the sense that this person is a giver, a fulfillment, something to do during the week. I want to tell you that this is something that especially now, during the times when we're coming out of the corona, but we're not 100% there yet. There are many people, especially elderly people, that are stuck home. People that used to spend their time, occupy their time by going out to appointments, going out window shopping, going to department stores, going to Shetelmachers, things now that they can't do. Things that are not mamish essential, like a doctor's appointment, they can't do anymore. Things that they used to occupy themselves. It's our job that people should think how we could give a sense of fulfillment, a sense to these people that they're still givers. Something to occupy their day with. And I'll just give you one random example. There's a technology called Zoom now. I'm sure you're all aware of that. Zoom is something, imagine somebody has an elderly relative that's stuck home. So you could call them up and say, you know something? My children really need to hear a story on the phone. They need some, maybe you could say a story every day at 5:30 in the afternoon to my children. Or right after supper time, right before supper time. Something to occupy them, and you'll do it on Zoom for them. Now, by doing such a thing, you're taking a person that has nothing to do, and you're giving them something in their day. I have to prepare a story now. I have to say over a story on Zoom. I have to spend a couple of hours. I have to look up a book. I have to prepare a story. Then I have to say the story. Then I also have to get dressed because I have to present myself on Zoom to the grandchildren or to my nieces or nephews. And you're going ahead and you're making, when they get up in the morning, I have to go look at a book. I have to go find a story. I have to present myself. You're literally, if you'll do twice a week to get your mother, your grandparent, your aunt to say a story on Zoom, just imagine your pasha could do trias hamesim to that person. And I'll add in one thing, that if your kids don't want to sit through the story on Zoom, then you can offer them a Rita's Isis. That's something in Lakewood that the kids really enjoy. You can offer them some treat to get them to sit through the Zoom. This is the greatest chesed we can do. I really beseech every person listening to this again, try to think of somebody that you could give the gift of giving to. And in that schos, like we always say over, the Baal Shem Tov says, Hashem does mida keneged mida to the person. That famous Baal Shem Tov, Hashem tzil, Hashem is your shadow. Like a shadow follows a person, Hashem follows back a person. Exactly how they act to someone, that's how Hashem acts back to them. So if you make sure to give the gift of giving to other people, then Hashem will make sure, Hashem will give the gift of giving back.